there, and welcome to the GWSC Eco Committee Podcast, Episode 2. I'm Jimmy, and I'll be your host for today's show. On today's rather short show, updates from last week, and we'll talk about one of the government school's environmental programs, the SWEP, or School's Water Efficiency Program, and how the PowerPoint presentation is progressing. Then, the walk against warming on November the 11th. Stay tuned.
The system is armed.
That was Home Security by Blackstrap. You are listening to the Glen Waverley Secondary College Eco Committee podcast. The Glen Waverley Secondary College Eco Committee is a student-run democratic forum on environmental sustainability in Glen Waverley Secondary College in Melbourne, Victoria, in Australia. We'll begin by talking about some updates from last week. Firstly, thanks to everyone who commented on the blog and emailed me with feedback. The comments were very much appreciated. The podcast website is now no longer located at podbean.com because of bandwidth restrictions, but is now located at WordPress at gwecradio.wordpress.com, gwecradio.wordpress.com, with shows uploaded to the Internet Archive. It's not flash, but we're working on making it look better. There's now also a OGG format podcast located at gwscradio.wordpress.com, but it seems the feed doesn't work, so we might have to merge the two sites. In case you don't know what OGG is, it's like MP3, it's an audio format, but it's free and open source, and there are no patents or restrictions. You can do whatever you want with it. I highly recommend it, but it doesn't work with some MP3 players. I also forgot to mention in our last show that Eco Committee meetings are at period 6 or lunchtime for middle school students on Wednesdays at T1, not just Wednesdays at T1. Now on to what the Eco Committee talked about at our last meeting. Elisa suggested we recycle batteries at Knock Shopping Centre. The main advantage of battery recycling is to prevent toxic chemicals like lead, mercury and cadmium from entering the environment. Battery manufacturing also consumes many valuable resources and often involves hazardous chemicals. Battery recycling could recover some of the more toxic and sometimes valuable materials from used batteries. This service is called Battery Back and is a joint initiative of Sustainability Victoria, Univos and Cleanaway. There are battery recycling containers located at Harvey Norman and Michael's Camera, Video and Digital. I'll put a link to the Sustainability Victoria Battery Back website in the podcast show notes. As you all know, the Eco Committee is preparing, or has prepared, a presentation to present to a group of teachers, including Principal Jerry Schiller, about new eco-friendly proposals for our school. The proposals outlined in the presentation include the Water Saving Program, or SWEP, which we'll discuss in a moment, the Solar Power Program. I have no information on this, so we might have to talk about this next week. Recycling, not just paper, but plastics and other materials too. Recycled plastic benches. I think we're going to go with repeat plastics. We talked about this last week. 2 weeks ago on our last show. Turning computers and photocopiers off at night. The technicians are looking into this. Today we're going to look at one of the Victorian Government environmental programs for schools, the SWEP, or Schools Water Efficiency Program. This is from the Victorian Government website for the SWEP program. The school's water efficiency program, SWEP, helps all schools connected to a reticulated water supply to save water and help promote water awareness throughout the community. This $3 million program offers a simple solution to water conservation through simple measures such as fitting flow control valves and fixing leaky taps or cisterns. It also identifies where action may be taken to best target water savings in the future. With potential savings of between 5 to 30%, SWEP offers fantastic potentials offers fantastic potential for schools to save water, an estimated billion litres or more across the state. From their brochure, the SWEP program is a, quote, three-step process. The first step is to actually audit the school and assess all indoor water-using facilities and identify and quantify consumption and savings. The second step is to report recommendations and costs and listing other water efficiency and conservation measures. The third and final step is to implement the program by installing identified water efficiency measures which are included in the program. If the audit reveals that water savings can't be made, there will be no investment in works. From the SWEP table of costs, Glen Waverley Secondary College is in the S4 category as we're a secondary school with more than 1,200 students. The number of water efficiency measures is 130. The water efficiency service fee is $6,249. The cost of audit is $2,388, GST inclusive, and the cost of water efficiency works is $3,861. Two types of payment options are available. Payment by savings, pay for the costs of the program by installments based on the estimated savings from water and energy bills, or single payment, full payment at the completion of the works. Upon completion of the program, schools will receive official recognition as a Water Savers School. I'll attach a link to the SWEP brochure on the podcast show notes. So that's one of the proposals people present to Mr. Schiller in a PowerPoint presentation, which is almost ready. I think we're using the lecture theatre to practice the presentation next week, and if you're interested in helping out, feel free to join us. The presentation will be recorded and posted on a later podcast, but the only recording device I have is a mobile phone, so the audio quality won't be that great. If you have a portable audio recording device that I could borrow, post a comment to this on our blog or podcast website. It would be very much appreciated. Zane has suggested we play a short video clip as part of our presentation to Mr. Schiller, with images of the effects of environmental destruction. Themes could include global warming, climate refugees, pollution, and habitat destruction. There'll also be audio playing in the background with newsroom chatter. Here's a sample of the background audio for the mini presentation within the presentation.
And it's possible now that as early as 2013, there will be no polar ice cap in summer. And that will change the world if that happens.
The seeding of water in many lakes, especially in the Great Rift Valley.
But the North Pole has been there for 3 million years. You know, walrus, polar bears, many unique species have evolved in that wonderful environment. And of course, it's an absolutely essential regulator of Earth's climate.
Deforestation.
That we have to resist violation of human rights, that we have to resist violation of our environmental rights, such as taking green open spaces and putting buildings there, such as deforesting our forest, when we know that in order for us to get clean drinking water, in order for us to continue enjoying fresh air, clean air. We need those forests. We need those trees.
That so far human beings have raised the temperature of the planet about 1 degree Fahrenheit. The computer modeling makes it very clear that before the century is out, unless we take very strong action indeed, we're going to raise the temperature of the planet another 5 degrees Fahrenheit. So take whatever you see now, multiply it by 5, and then toss in all those cascading effects that come as we exceed one threshold after another.
Well, global warming will impact Africa very seriously. We are already beginning to see some signs, such as the disappearance of ice and snow on Mount Kenya and Mount Kilimanjaro, the drying up of some rivers, and prolonged droughts.
We aggravate and make worse conditions of life for people all over the world as global warming has its impacts, droughts, floods, sea level rise. That's going to lead to more and more climate refugees. It's going to increase conflict, lead to more war. It's a vicious cycle. We have to end these wars, get off of our war addiction and our fossil fuel addiction, move to clean energy, and be about justice, be about peace, be about clean energy. That's the way forward.
And the time to act is very limited.
That was a sample of the background audio for the mini clip we're going to play in our presentation. The background music is Tribal Enigma, Indian chanting sacred spirit, chants and dances of the native, and I used various clips from Democracy Now!, which is an independent news show from the United States hosted by Amy Goodman. The people speaking in the video are Nobel Peace Prize winner and environmental activist Wangari Maathai, Australian of the Year and climate scientist Professor Tim Flannery, and environmental journalist Bill McKibben. A final note, on November the 11th, there will be a community walk against climate change just a couple of weeks before the federal election, the Walk Against Warming. This is from the Walk Against Warming website. Sunday, 11 November, 1 p.m. at the State Library. In the lead-up to the federal election, there is no better way to show our leaders your support for real action on climate change. Walk Against Warming is the largest community climate change event in the country. Join hundreds of thousands of Australians in peaceful walks taking place right across the country on November the 11th. Bring your mum, dad, kids, best friend, neighbours, everyone you know. If you belong to a community group or business that supports real action on climate change, bring along their banner. At this year's walk, we are calling on the next Australian government to act on scientific evidence by taking immediate steps to reduce our greenhouse pollution and to keep global temperature rise below 2 degrees Celsius. Last year, in an unprecedented wake-up call to our politicians, over 40,000 people attended Melbourne's Walk Against Warming event to demand our leaders get serious about climate change. Walks also took place in Maldon and Ballarat. Hundreds of thousands of people in Walk Against Warming will be critical in making climate change the top issue in the lead-up to the federal election, but we can't do it without you. Close quote. By the time this podcast is released, the walk would be this weekend. I was thinking maybe the GWSC Eco Committee could attend this walk as a group, or maybe we could walk alongside the VISEN, Victorian Interschool Environmental Network, who are meeting there at 11 p.m. How do I know this? I'm spying on their Google group. Anyone interested? that does it for today's show. If you would like a copy of this show or other shows, go to our podcast website at gwecradio.wordpress.com. Also, visit our blog at gwscecocommittee.wordpress.com, where you'll find a copy of our latest minutes and other things. If you would like to host the show, post a comment on one of our sites and I'll give you the information on how to record and upload podcasts. Any GWSC student can join the Eco Committee, and any Eco Committee member can join our blog as a full administrator. If you play an instrument, feel free to record an audio clip of your music. We'll welcome any student-made music on this show. Remember to come to our meetings at T1 on Wednesdays at lunchtime. I'll leave you with We Want Your Soul by Adam Freeland. I'm Jimmy Yan. Until next time, see you later and stay green.
Your cell phone, your world, your time, your ideas. No barcode, no party, no ID, no beers. Your bank card, your license, your thoughts, your fears. No SIM card, no disco, no photo, not here. Your blood, your sweat, your passions, your regrets, your profits, your time off, your fashions, your sex, your pills, your grass, your tits, your ass, your laughs, your balls. We want
your soul.
Your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play the lottery, play football, play the field, or some toot. We'll show you things, we'll show you soup, we'll buy you drinks, we'll pay your bills. We'll sell you crap, we'll charge you debt. Wanna buy big guns in the front of cash? Your sweat, your screams, your security, your sobriety, your innocence, your society, yourself, your place, your distance, your space.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control again. Here, watch this. Shut up. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you.
Here's Britney, here's cola, here's pizza, here's TV, here's some rock, and some roller. Watch commercials, more commercials, watch Jerry, not Oprah. Buy a better life, from the comfort of your sofa. Here's popcorn, here's magazines, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit dry, here's football shirt, here's baseball cap, here's live talk shows, here's video game, here's cola life, here's tin bowling, here's...